We're at the end of Shmaitzah Gimel Perek Gimel, and the Shmaitzah really is saying a chiddush, and it's lechayr it's a lomdish a chiddush, and we have to try to understand it. I see Shlomo Zalman. I'll point out what he's saying and what the chiddush is, but I see Shlomo Zalman in his Shmaitzah. That's this. Wonders like what gives the Shmaitzah the right to say what he says, as we'll see in a moment. What the Shmaitzah is saying, but the Shmaitzah is dealing with the question of Tarti L'Reyusa, of the Shaykhit that was had Kabbalah, so he's becheskos that he knows what he's doing, but. Harei Choser Lefanecha, just like by the mikvah, you measured it in Harei Choser Lefanecha. So here we tested the guy, he doesn't know. The question is, when did that happen? And you have a chazaka of the animal that it's Becheska Sheinu Zvucha. So the Chor, that should be Tarti L'Reyusa. And it shouldn't be good. So why is it good? So one of the Terutim of Tosfos in examining a similar type case, and if you extrapolate it to this case, Tosfos doesn't talk about this case, is that you really have a Svek Sveika here. You have a Svek Sveika, which you don't have by the mikvah, by the classic quintessential Tarti L'Reyusa case of the mikvah, you don't have a Svek Sveika here, you have a Svek Sveika. One is the obvious of it, you don't know when it happened. Imtim Tzolaymer, it happened before, but maybe he shechted properly anyway. That's assumed to be a valid tzad. There is such a tzad. So one question is, so that's a possible explanation of the Ramos Din. So the question is, what role does having the Kabbalah play? That Sveika would exist even if there was no Kabbalah. That's one question. And another question is that usually we say that Sveika does not help against the Chazaka. And here it's against the Cheskas Isser. So that's the dynamic here, the Sveika is against the Cheskas Isser. So the Shmaitzah addresses these points. He has another teretz based on the fact that Tarti L'Reyusa is only a Sofek, but now he's going Tarti L'Reyusa as a Vadai, and his approach is based on the Shach's view of Svek Sveika against the Chazaka, which is that the reason Svek Sveika against the Chazaka is no good is not because have the power of Svek Sveika saying it's mutter, and the power of the Chazaka saying it's osur, and this is 8 horsepower and that's 6 horsepower, so the 8 horsepower wins. But rather, and this we talked about last night, it becomes even more difficult to really comprehend it, I think, as we'll see tonight. But the Shach says that. And we explained last night, I'm not going to go over what we said last night, that you follow Chazaka, it's a din, it's not necessarily logical. You follow Chazaka, and the way we explain the Shach, what the Shach says is that you sort of use up the Chazaka with one Isser, and then you have against one Suffolk, and then the other, so you're left with a Suffolk, and it's, that's why it's Osir, it's not a Svek Svek anymore, it's a Suffolk. And therefore the Shach says, when you have 3 Sveikas, so then the Taka works, because then you have a Svek Sveika besides your one Sofek that was exploded by the Chazaka. So we said, it's a weird way to view Chazaka, but we said, maybe it's not so weird. The Chazaka is a din in a Sofek. So the Torah said, a Chazaka, you could use a Chazaka bimkaim a Sofek. So maybe you can use it only bimkaim one sofek. You can't keep using it bimkaim other sveikas. Remember that there's nothing logical about it. It's just bim kaim a safek. It's a hanhoga. We'll call it a hanhoga, meaning it tells us what to do. Bim kaim a safek. Good. And I have another safek. So you can't use it, its power again. That's what the Shach says.
Would that logic, according to the Shach, also work with Rove then as well?
I don't know. It's a good question. The way I'm explaining the Shach, or I should say the way I'm understanding the Shach, not necessarily. Because I'm explaining it that a lot of it's based on the fact that it's not logical. So it was said as a din, bimkoim asafik. Not bimkoim two sveikas, not bimkoim three sveikas. Now, so the Shmaitzer takes the Shach seriously, and he says as follows. He says, very interesting. He says, realize that with a Kabbalah, the guy is becheskas that he knows. So he says like this. It's a little weird. Let's examine the Sfek Sveikim. When did he forget? When did he know Hilchus Shechita? When did he forget? And even if he shechted after he forgot, maybe he shechted properly. Now let's say we would apply, now he's using the Shach to apply Chazaka to a Sfek. And he's saying as follows, the Shmaitzer. I'm elaborating on what he says. Let's go in sequence, because that would be the more logical way we would say. So in sequence, the first suffix is, right, when did he forget? Before the Shechita or after the Shechita? So you say, and let's say we would apply the animal's chazaka with that suffix. The chazaka is becheskas iser. It's becheskas this. Now, from the Shemaitza, it sounds like you can't apply that chazaka there, because the chazaka doesn't address when he forgot.
But why don't you apply the chazaka of the shochet?
Wait. I'm saying over what the Shemaitza says. Your first chazaka. So he says he presents it like this. The first chazaka, the first suffix, will not be. If the first suffix would be taken care of by the cheskas iser, then you have a suffix, but maybe he shechted okay anyway, right? Maybe he shechted okay anyway. But then the chazaka that he has a Kabbalah wouldn't help that. So he wouldn't have a teretz. So he says, in order to have a teretz and a kasha, he says, we'll play around this way. And that's what the Shlomo Zalman doesn't understand. How can you play around like that? But I do understand why you could. He says, because really, the first suffix of when did he forget is not really addressed by the chazaka of the animal. That the animal's becheskas ain't a zavuach, not shechted properly. Now, yesterday I made the point that usually we don't care. Because if a woman's becheskas eishus ish, and it doesn't address if the get was kor of law or kor of law, it doesn't matter. Chazaka addresses the bottom line din. But although it doesn't sound like it from the next paragraph of the Shmaitzer, what I'm about to say now, but maybe that's what he means. That ain't a chanami, but at least it allows us to play around, you know, to answer Shlomo Zalman's kasha. In other words, we will apply the chazakas. We're allowed to play around to apply the chazaka to the suffix that it does directly address. Now, which suffix does it directly address? When you say in the structure of your svek sveika that even if he forgot before he shechted, but maybe he shechted properly anyway. So when the supping, maybe the animal was shechted properly, maybe it wasn't shechted properly. That's the only suffix. It's not when did he forget Hilchus Shechita. which is also a suffix if you shechti properly or not, but it's more mistavra to apply the cheska sheino savuach to the direct suffix, was it shechti properly or not. Once you do that, so now you have a suffix, when did he forget? Now you're dealing with the other suffix of the sex faker. When did he forget? Now remember, you didn't paskin it wasn't shechted properly. Because if you paskin it wasn't shechted properly, we don't care when he forgot hilchas shechita. So the teretz of the chazaka, we're in the middle of the dynamic of the sex faker. Like that's why the shach is coming in handy. We're playing games with a sex faker versus a chazaka. We're not paskining yet. We're saying that suffix is taken care of by the chazaka. It's check. Not checkmate, but checked. It's stymied. Because that's what the shach really says. He says when you have a chazaka against a svek sveka, so one suffix is stymied by the chazaka, and the other suffix makes it usur. Obviously, if the chazaka, if the chazaka would be a general psak that it's, let's say, that it's osur, then it would apply to both sfeikas. So he's looking at it, we're applying the chazaka to one of the two sfeikas. That's what the shach is saying. Shmaitz is using the shach. So it's mistavra to use the chazaka sheino zavuach to stymie, so to speak, the suffix of did he shech properly or not. But now your suffix is, when did he forget hilchas shechita? So to that, you say if he has a Kabbalah, so then you could paskin that suffix that he shechted when he knew hilchas shechita. But you don't have any sveikas. If you had a suffix, your suffix derives a l'chumra. But here you have like a cheskos heter. The Kabbalah is like a cheskos heter. So that you say he shechted when he knew hilchas shechita. That's how the Shmaitzer sets it up, and that's his teretz of the kasha. And that's why it makes a difference if he has Kabbalah or not, because ultimately you're being matir by the chazaka that he knows, that's being matir the suffix of when did he forget. So we say he forgot later after he shechted, because he has a chazaka that he knows. And the other suffix, and the cheska sheino zavuach, the cheskos iser, like it was, well, that's what the shach says, really. That's the shach. It was like used up. It was emasculated already. It was used up by the other suffix. Now, it's weird because normally we said this svek is not even mishapeh. So, really, you have to go in order. There is a specific order to the Sveksveka. It's not logical the other way. You have to say, when did he forget Hilchas Shechita? And even if he forgot it before, maybe he shechted properly anyway. It doesn't work backwards. A lot of Sveksvekas work in both directions. This doesn't work in the other direction. You can't say, did he shecht properly or not? And even if he didn't, well, maybe he knows Hilchas Shechita. So the Shmaitz is really playing around. According to the Shach, it's not so far-fetched. But if you learn that Svek Sveka doesn't help against the Chazaka, because this is an 8-power engine and this is a 6-power, source-power engine, then you're saying like this. The Chazaka is saying also. It's not addressing either of the two Svekas. It's addressing the din of the thing. It's also. Svek Svek is saying mutter. This is what the Taz is going to hold. This is what the Shmaitz is going to say. So, Svek Svek does it up against the Chazaka. Finished. You have the Chazaka, right? And here you don't say, you don't look at it that the Chazaka is addressing this suffix. This is what the guy in the bottom is busy with. Why, according to the Taz, he all of a sudden is letting the Chazaka address a suffix that a few lines ago, he said it doesn't address. Because according to the Taz, the Chazaka doesn't address the suffix of the Svek Sveka. It doesn't address the Svek Sveka, it addresses the object. You don't know if it's mutter or osir. The Chazaka says osir. Svek Sveka says mutter. Chazaka trumps Svek Sveka. But the Shach says it's more like it's building blocks that you dissect the Svek Sveka. You break it apart. You have two sfeikas. The chazakah addresses one particular safek, not the din of the item, but one particular safek, and the other one's free to be usur.
But why can't you take one step back and say, okay, we've got a chesed usur on the animal. Okay, we've got a svek sveika that we understand, but aren't you starting out with a cheskas of idea, okay, of he's got a Kabbalah. Why doesn't that chazaka offset the cheskas usur? And then you've got the whole svek sveika left that makes it mutter.
I think that's his previous teretz, isn't it?
Three sveikas.
No, but we don't have three sveikas. I'm talking about, you have a normal sveika, what we're talking about. But you're actually starting out with a cheskas yedia, he had a Kabbalah. So we already know he knew. Okay, so why can't that chazaka offset the cheskas that serves the behemoth? Okay, now those two cancel each other out. All you have left is the sveika, which makes it mutter.
He answered that. That is in his teretz that Tarta L'Reyesa has a din of Safek. So if Tarta L'Reyesa has a din of Safek, so then he says, if Tarta L'Reyesa has a din of Safek, so then you have, he said, your teretz exactly. Then he says, if Tarta L'Reyesa has a din of Safek, then the chazakas cancel each other out, and then you have left. Wait, it's tied to the reyosa. Right, if it has a din of suffix, and then you have a sex faker, and the chazakas cancel each other out. But now he wants to give a teretz, even if tied to the reyosa has a din of vadai. Right? Has a din of vadai that what? That tied to the reyosa. So he doesn't know hilchas shechita. And the cheska sheina zavuach is vaday. Wait, and even if normally Taita L'Reyesa has a din of vaday, right? But here, this is back here. Me near the. See, in the paragraph they ask the nila nias daiti that it's svek sveka. Ah, svek sveka doesn't help a mokum cheskas iser. But here it does, because connected the cheskas iser is cheskas hashoichet. I mean, in hashlu hu deshakach v'lahavei l'sofek. That's what he answered. But then he wants to say that feel the sheet of the Tosfos of Rashba, the Tarta L'Reyesa Choshev Kevadai. But still, he wants Svek Sveika to help. Wait. No, if the Tarta L'Reyesa is only a Sofek, so then you have the two chazakas canceling each other out, and then so you're left with the suffix, but then you have a svek sveka, that's why it's mutter. But if the Tarta L'Reyesa has a din of vadai, so then we look at the animal as if it's a vadai. Wait.
Why can't you say that two chazakas cancel each other? Why is it saying that two chazakas cancel each other out? Is following on what he's saying that Tarta L'Reyesa is vadai? But the two chazakas cancel each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let them cancel each other. If they can cancel, why can't they cancel?
Because there's Tarta L'Reyesa on the chazaka. Because there's Tarta L'Reyesa on the chazaka that he knows. In other words, if Tarta L'Reyesa is a vadai, what is the Tarta L'Reyesa on? Tarta L'Reyesa in what? in his chazaka that he knows of the shechita. Just like in the Gemara Nida the Beis and Beis. It's tied to the Reyesa in the Cheskas Mikvah. It's tied to the Reyesa. The Cheskas Tumah and the Harechas of the Fanecha. That is tied to the Reyesa in the chazaka of the Mikvah. Means you don't say that the chazaka of the Mikvah, where it cancels out, but the chazaka of the Tumah, the Cheskas of the Mikvah.
Was it in the
mikvah?
Was it in the mikvah? The
Cheskas
Tumah of the
Kelim. Okay, well, it was the chazak of the mikvah, that it's kosher. And then you have the Cheskas Tumah. Yeah, but then you say, Harei Chasa
Lefanecha. But the Nidun is not the mikvah, right? In that case,
right? The Nidun is the thing that we're going to do. So if you learn Tartil Reyes as a Suffolk, so if you learn Tartil Reyes as a Vadai, it means that you, in effect, have no chazaka. You can't use the chazaka sholem of the mikvah, right? See, this gets us back to what's pshat and tarkel reyosa, neither the beis or mitbeis. Some learn that that's goof of pshat and tarkel reyosa, that the chazaka stuma is the chazaka of the mikvah and the chazaka stuma cancels each other out, but then you're left with harechosa lefanecha. You're left with a chazaka dahashka. But that's if you learn it's a suffix. No, that's if you learn what.
But even in this case, you don't have chazal lefanecha. You know.
You do. He doesn't know hilchos shechita.
Right, but you haven't. But the chazal lefanecha should be the animal is not kosher now. We've checked the animal.
That's the suffix.
Well, that means he doesn't know. So if it has a din of a suffix, then you have another suffix you could add to it, which is a sex faker. That's his first terence. Mm-hmm.
Then you can add a suffix to it?
Then you add another suffix, maybe he shechted okay anyway. Maybe anyway shechted okay. Because when you're dealing with his knowledge of Hilchos Shechita, so you have Tartil L'Reyesa, so it bribes a suffix. Then you add another suffix, maybe he shechted properly anyway. And that's why it's good. That's his first terence. But in the second terence, he wants to answer, even if that way is a vadai. That means we look at the person and we say, vadai means he didn't know hilchos shechita. It's a vadai that he didn't know hilchos shechita when he shechted. So then you only have one suffix. Wait, let's go through the cheshbon. So then you only have one suffix left, but maybe he shechted properly anyway. Okay, so that's. Okay, so you have to go to Chumra.
But
you
still
have
way.
The Nidun is the behemoth. That's the street that it happened. That's the Nidun.
I don't know what you're mixing in other things for. The Shmaitz is second terrace. Even if you learn Tartuvayas as a Vadai, what does it mean Tartuvayas as a Vadai? It means that we assume with the Vados, because of the Tartuvayas, that he did not know Hilchos Shechita when he shechted. And now you have a Sufik, maybe he shechted properly anyway. So that's a suffix. So something has to go to Chumrah. So what's his terence to that? What's his chap? His chap is that you could still use. His chap is to rearrange. It's like saying you don't have Tartil Reyes anymore. Like he's rearranging the forces of the Chazaka. That's what he's doing. When he's using the Shach, he's like shifting pieces on a chessboard. That's what the Shach's saying, that you can do that. So what the Shmaitzer is suggesting is, he's like breaking up the Tartil Reyes, I guess. He's taking the Cheska Shein HaZavuach, and he's saying that applies to the second suffix, not to the first one. Because when you're clearing, does he know when did he, the Shechita, you don't have Tartil Reyes anymore. He's breaking up the Tartil Reyes. It's really weird. He's taking the Cheska Shein HaZavuach and he's applying it to where it applies really more directly, and that is the suffix. Did he shecht properly? Maybe he shechted properly anyway, right? Without knowing the Cheshkita. So he's saying, no, the animal is Cheska Shein HaZavuach. Right? So, yeah. But now you're left with what?
So you don't have Tartil Reyes.
Wait. And now you're left with When did he forget Hilchos Shechita? So then you'll use the chazaka of the Kabbalah. He has Kabbalah. That's right. Okay, so that's the Shemaitis Teretz. That only works if you hold up this Shach's Chiddush that you can do that. That the chazaka ameliorates or takes care of one of the two sveikas. Now the Shemaitis is really carrying it further. Because you say you can pick and choose. You can use the Cheska Sheino Zavuach on the Sofek, did he shech properly or not? So I'm getting a Hesber, because it's more direct to that Sofek. And now you have the other Sofek, when did he forget Hilchos Shechita? So we'll use the Chazaka of the Kabbalah to say that he forgot it at the last possible moment. Mashenki the Taz holds that it's not that the forces of Cheskas Isser, you don't do that. Cheskas Isser is stronger than the Sveik Sveik of the Hatir.
So according to the Taz, Cheskas Isser against Sveik Sveik leaves you with Usser, not Usser
Mitab Sofek. Usser Mitab Chazaka, right.
Usser Vada.
Chazaka is Paskening, it's Vada, right.
Vada, Vada. And for the Shach, you come out with.
According to the Shach. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a big difference between the Shach and the Taz. In your classic case, where Sveik Sveika does not help against the Chazaka, according to the Shach, you remain with a Sofek Isser, and according to the Taz, you remain with a Vada Isser. Absolutely. What the Shlomo Zalman doesn't see possible is to apply the Chazaka to the second one. I'm adding to that question, why can't you apply the Chazaka to the first? The Shmaitza sounds like you can't. In the paragraph that says, Ubiuro Sheldavar, I don't know if it's a paragraph by you. It starts with the words, Ubiuro Sheldavar. The Neget Shemel O Yodel O Metzino Lamei Merukma Abayim O Vachetzka Shein O Zavuach. Vadayin Ein O Zavuach. Kiven Da Afilu Lo Yoda Achat Ikel Osvuke Shem Meshochat Shapir. Vimken Hizvucha. After you say that imtim tzoloyma lo yoda shema shachat shapir, v'kivin de lo yoda neged shema shachat shapir, ika cheska shena zavuach, v'chati yena shachat shapir. So he said it's not true. The cheska is even when you're suffering is kar of loy, kar of law. But anyway, that's what he says.
But that's the same. It's not because it's not shy. It's because even if you said it. If you said it,
then you'd remain with a problem. Then the remote wouldn't be right. If you said it, then you have no way of ameliorating the suffix. Maybe he shecht it properly anyway or not, and you'd have to end up with saying that it's osur. Because that's for sure, the chazaka created by the Kabbalah can't address the suffix. Maybe he shecht it properly or not. There's no shaykhs.
There's no chazaka that he shecht it properly. Like it's in his blood, he shecht it properly so many times when you revalid it. Probably just checked the problem. That seems like a status quo to me. Like he just always checks properly. See, when he forgot the shtita, it's just that's what he does.
An autopilot almost.
Right.
Yeah. Then he says the Taz doesn't hold like that because the Taz just looks at it as a clash of Chazaka against Sveik Sveika. So you can't do any of this. Okay? We'll leave it at this. Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't get it, and we try to explain it. So we just go back to